Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and opening at the Footlighters Theater is a delightful romantic comedy entitled First Date. And joining me in the studio is Jerry Wiesenhahn, the director of the show. Welcome, Jerry.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, this is an unusual kind of story because it starts with the first date, but
yes,
it's a blind date.
That's correct. The story revolves around two characters, Aaron and Casey, and they're on a blind date in a New York restaurant. In the restaurant, there are two other couples and a waiter. And during the course of the evening, those other five actors become everyone in their subconscious who are kind of commenting on how the date's going at the time.
And this is one of those situations where you've got Aaron, who is new to the whole blind date situation.
Correct. Aaron is a newbie at blind dating. And Casey has quite a bit more experience in the blind date category, just has never found the right guy for herself.
She's oftentimes referred to as a serial blind dater.
Yeah, that's correct.
So what are some of the things that we find them experiencing through their first date?
Well, the whole scope or the arc of the show takes you through a lot of experiences that anyone who's ever been on a first date may have experienced. Things like the awkward introduction, getting to know each other, awkward pauses that occur when you run out of the right thing to say, even including who's going to pick up the check at the end of the evening. So it's a great story. It's full of laughs, full of a lot of humor. The music is terrific. And overall, it does have a lot of hope to it, too. I mean, these are two people who find themselves not having found the right person through one circumstance or another. And through the course of the show, there is the very possible chance that maybe this person, even though they may not seem like the right person at the beginning, might be the one for them.
And of course, as you mentioned, you've got two other couples who are coming from their personal perspectives. And waiters don't have any commentary on things like that, do they?
This waiter is a wealth of knowledge and experience about what he's seen in the restaurant over the course of his career. So he adds quite a bit of background and context and even has quite a big production number during the show.
Who are playing Aaron and Casey?
Aaron is played by Farley Norman, and Casey is played by Kristen Schisler.
And have they worked together before, or is this a first stage date?
They were students together at Northern Kentucky University in the theater program, but I don't know that they've ever shared the stage together.
During the course of directing the show and working with them, did the subject of their own experiences and first dates ever come up?
Certainly. And that's been one of the fun things about putting the show together and through the rehearsal process. We've all had a chance to kind of share experiences and kind of common background of things that we've experienced, how what we've gone through in our own lives has connected to what we're portraying on stage. And really trying to bring that realism to it, you know, through that authenticity that the audience is going to connect to.
The other two couples, mm-hmm. are they contemporaries of the characters of Aaron and Casey? Are they representing different phases of relationships?
Yeah, they actually are really unknown to Aaron and Casey. Just through the course of their conversation, getting to know each other, these other couples, these other actors become, for example, her horrible ex-boyfriend and his Jewish grandmother and her overprotective, very Christian father, his mother, who he really didn't connect to that well when she was alive. So there's a lot of layers there, a lot of unpacking to do, but it's all done with humor. It's all done with warmth. And it's, I think, going to take the audience on a very enjoyable ride.
And who will we be seeing as the other couples and the waiter?
Well, let's see. The rest of our ensemble includes Greg Schaefer, Katie McCarthy, Caitlin Reed, Matt Santler, and BJ Simpson.
Now, during the course of the evening, obviously, you're hoping that there'll be members of the audience kind of like, oh, my God, I've been through that. Oh, that sounds so familiar. I
yes.
know someone. Did you find yourself, as you were directing, kind of identifying with any of the situations?
Oh, certainly. There's something for everyone in this. And there are very specific situations where you realize, I remember when I was in that situation, in my case, thankfully, long ago. So even though it's been quite a while, maybe since any of us have been on that first date or in that situation, there is plenty to relate to. And it comes back like that.
So who wrote First Date?
The book is by Austin Winsberg, and the music and lyrics are by Alan Zachary and Michael Weiner.
Now, directing a musical, obviously, there's heightened moments where, you know, I've always learned you act until you can't act anymore, then you sing, mm-hmm. and then you sing until you can't sing anymore, and then you dance. Mm-hmm. Is there much dancing going on in the show?
There is some. It's not a heavy dance musical, but there is quite a bit of staging and choreography that do support the narrative and what we're doing as actors, yes.
Oftentimes, people wonder with musicals that are not as familiar to the audiences, what it's like to work with a musical that perhaps you yourself aren't even familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was actually fortunate to see the original production on Broadway and fell in love with it from the beginning and said when the rights became available, I was definitely going to pitch that and see who I could get to kind of go along on that journey with me. And I was really fortunate that Footlighters was willing to touch my shoulder with the sword and deem me worthy to do that. And it's been a fantastic ride so far. We're having a blast in rehearsal. And I can't wait for the audience to see what our actors are going to be able to present to them on stage. And hopefully this will be something that not only they'll enjoy that night, but they'll think, you know, I saw something new. I saw something I haven't seen before, something I wasn't familiar with. I'm going to try that again. I'm going to go see something else maybe that I'm not so familiar with, but might be a really enjoyable evening at the theater.
And speaking of not being familiar with, this is being produced at the Stained Glass Theater, which, of course, is a very popular theater over in Newport. A number of people have been there, but there may be a few people who have never been there before, and this might be their entree. What's it like working at Stained Glass Theater?
It's terrific. Footlighters has owned the building for a number of years now. It's an old church that they've converted into a beautiful performance space. And it's got a very homey feeling to it, which is nice. And then the tech capabilities are terrific. So you're going to see a first-class production there. We hope that everybody comes down to see it because we think we have something really fun in store for them.
Who are some of your creative team getting everything to look like a restaurant?
Sure. Alan Masters is our music director. Zan Jeffrey is our vocal director. Janet Wisner is our stage manager. Gary Rogers designed the set. And we have Betsy Obermeyer on our set decor, so making it look beautiful once it's constructed and designed. We have Caitlin Brown, who's helping out with our props. So we have a full production team. We had an incredible building crew led by Sean Toadvine. So we had many, many hands making light work. And again, I think it's going to result in a beautiful experience for everybody at the theater.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely delightful evening, and it's opening on Valentine's Day.
Yes,
so if you haven't made plans for Valentine's Day yet, this might be the opportunity to show the person you love a little culture. Well, I would like to thank this evening's guest, Jerry Wiesenhahn. Thank you so much, Jerry, for stopping by.
No, thank you for having me.
Jerry is the director of First Date, which will be appearing at Footlighters Stained Glass Theater February 14th through March the 2nd. For more information on the run of the show, as well as how to buy tickets, be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Send out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around. Pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear, rug me. Don't bug me, new thunderbird me. You heard me, I am getting hungry.